University of Florida researcher Bob Rouse discusses the results of research into pruning and nutrient therapies to rehabilitate HLB-infected citrus trees. He spells out which nutrients seem most likely to help HLB-infected trees remain productive.
Today at the field day here at Immokalee, we did look at our pruned trees that had HLB to see their recovery and bringing them back into production instead of removing them, and the costs involved in doing the tree removal versus rehabilitating what we already had. We did look at those trees. We looked at the different nutrient treatments that are in there. All of the nutrient treatments seem to be beneficial as opposed to not doing anything, because then you are going to just continually get decline in the tree. But by pruning them, taking the tops out of them, and letting that top regrow, and then treating that with a nutrient mixture that included micronutrients and some macronutrients and so forth. We do have 3 years worth of production data now out of that. And the first year, the regrow trees actually produced as much as the unpruned trees. Then the second year, we got actually increased the production to the pruned trees over the production of the unpruned trees. And it was a statistically significant difference in production. So you can bring a tree back within a couple of years by taking out the declining part of the top of the tree and then forcing that vegetative regrowth and then treating it very good with a nutrient program.
And that was across several different nutrient programs. They all worked better than the control, I believe.
Oh, yeah. The control was the one that did not benefit by pruning it back. It just came back and was more productive than it was, but still wasn't more productive than the trees that had a lot of decline and the centers were dying out of them and so forth. But they were still producing, you know, 3/4 to a box a tree, but that's not economical.
You showed growers who were here a variety of other nutrient programs in some fairly young trees. How have the nutrient programs worked overall?
Yeah, we have 2 years now, 2012 and 2013, where we took some two-year-old trees and started putting on the nutrient programs early, not waiting until you've gone past that point where imidacloprid and so forth works, but to use those products, but also started a foliar nutrient program. And the trees, the first year in 2012, at the end of the year, they still showed a lot of micronutrient deficiencies, a lot of greening, symptomatic leaves. But this year, when we got to the fall, which is now November, I expected to see a whole lot more greening symptoms show up and so forth, as it normally does as the temperatures moderate, days get shorter. This year, they're holding up really well. In fact, all of the nutrient programs were looking very good. The programs were two or three that I had selected out of the Boyd program, using just different components of it, but not the complete program. And the rest of them were by commercial distributors, fertilizer dealers, who have their own programs that they're recommending to growers, and we let them tell us what they wanted us to use in this trial, and that's what we use for the different companies. And all of them seem to be doing very well.
Better than trees that haven't been treated.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole philosophy or idea here is start that nutrient program, the foliar nutrient program. Start that early. Don't wait till you have some decline and some really ragged-looking trees by year four or so forth. Get started in that first or second year with the young trees so that they do grow off normally and they don't lose growth time in the first 4 years, because that's when you want production to be coming in.
And, Bob, then finally we took a look at the Boyd cocktail trial. I think you started in 2008. I think you said Maury said he wouldn't have even tried to rehabilitate those trees.
Yeah, that's true. He did make that comment back in 2008 when we started and he first saw what we were going to do, or he saw the trees we were going to use his program on. And what we did was we selected different components out of his program. Basically, we took his full program, took out one component, then we'd take out two components, then we'd take out three components, trying to figure out which ones were the key ones that were adding to his success in his orange hammock grove in Felda. And we did, because we started with so low a tree health, it took us about 3 years to turn it all around. Now, the third year, they started getting more productive. They were producing more than a box per tree. Now, these were young trees. These were trees that were maybe 6 years old in the third year and fourth year. And so those trees moved on up to the last 2 years in 2011 and 2012. They produced between three and four boxes a tree on trees that are about 8 to maybe 9 feet tall. So yeah, they've turned around. The people at the field, they saw it today. They look dark green. They got a heavy crop on them again. I assume that the yields look about like they did last year. Our fruit drop has not been that bad just this year. We've had some fruit drop. But yeah, because they are Hamlins and we moved out of the rainy season. So, you know, you got to get your irrigation turned back on and so forth. But the trees are looking good. I think everybody would be happy to have a tree that they saw out there today, even though they didn't see what that tree looked like 4 years ago.
What have been some of the key nutrients that you've determined in the Boyd program that really seems to work?
We focused in very early on the micronutrients because they were the ones that were being expressed in the leaf foliage as deficiencies. But we've also learned beyond that point that you need some macronutrients in there. You got to have a good nitrogen and potassium and phosphorus source. Perhaps not a lot of phosphorus, but it does help to have a little bit of phosphorus in there. The other thing is the phosphite. It's got a disease enhancement effect in that it does limit a lot of diseases, particularly when you get into a Hamlin that's going to get into possibly brown rot and so forth. And we don't know what else the phosphite's doing in the tree during the year, but we don't look at it as a detriment. It can only be a positive thing. And the salicylic acid has really helped us in tree recovery because it's forced buds into vegetative growth that would not normally have come out because it works like a growth regulator. So the more leaves we got, the better the tree looks, the better it can support the crop that's on it, and the more surface we've got to apply the foliar nutrients to.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.